going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I wanted to share some of that KJP stuff with Peter Doocy, et cetera, because it paired well with what David Schramm was talking about. But there's two pieces of audio. I haven't even heard them this afternoon. Fred and Ethan put them in. One is from George Clooney and Anderson Cooper, and it's just, you know, hyperventilating about Trump. And the other is from Jim Acosta, the former CNN anchor. So that probably will be featured in Audio Cut of the Day in just a little more than 10 minutes here. A reminder that we're going to talk about all of this. And if you're not caught up on what happened today on the X, formerly Twitter, and on Truth Social with President Trump and Elon Musk getting real nasty, Elon really getting nasty, talking about how Trump is featured in the Epstein files and how that is why they have not come out. It got just fast and furious and really, really interesting. I said pop the popcorn at the beginning of the show. There was only a couple of tweets, and I can always check this in real time here in a second. There weren't that many tweets in the last 3 hours. He was very active earlier. Trump has a news conference with the German chancellor. The questions come up about the big, beautiful bill. He talks about Elon, saying he's disappointed in Elon. Then he puts something on Truth Social, and Elon went absolutely nuts. We will talk about it tomorrow during the Reardon Roundtable. On the panel tomorrow, it's Jane Duker, former state senator Jeff Smith, and the mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower. I mentioned one of the things that we will talk about tomorrow is the special session and Governor Mike Kehoe and how he's kind of managing that. He's going to be on with Mark Cox tomorrow. Look, just a small example of it. They're trying to jockey for tax incentives to keep the Royals in Missouri for stadium upgrades. Same thing with the Chiefs. So there are senators here in the St. Louis area that want tornado relief. The original number for relief was $25 million. They said, well, we want more than that. They landed on a number. This is not final, by the way. I think they have to kick it back and forth. The process is still unfolding. But the number that I last saw was $100 million. So it went from $25 million to $100 million very, very quickly. We'll talk about it during the roundtable tomorrow. We have a non-Sue Sue's News because Sue is out tomorrow. I think Ethan's going to handle that. And my friend Tim Summer on some music stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, let's talk about the real estate market here in St. Louis. We have not touched base with one of the Gelman team members, Mark or Neil, in a while. In fact, I think I had him set up a couple of weeks ago and I was out sick. Neil Gelman is here with us. How are you, Neil Gelman?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? You know, I was talking about this. I referred to this story the other day, and every once in a while, you know, when I started doing some sponsorships for you, I would mention this because it was a fateful day. This goes back 15, 16 years ago when I took maybe 13 or 14 years ago. I took an ill-fated bike ride from South City in the spring. It was in May. I get 25 miles away, you know, up on the river trail. I get a flat tire. I'm not prepared to change the flat tire. You, Neil Gelman, roll up on me. You change the flat. Then you drag my, you know, very tired ass all the way back to the arch. I don't even know if you remember a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember it well. That's how we met.
That is how we met. And then you said, hey, I ride with these guys out in, you know, in St. Charles County and in St. Louis County. And that's kind of how we met. And we started doing rides together. And then I gave up the bike, unfortunately, about 10 years ago.
The good old days.
Yeah, it was the good old days. But that was a very unique moment because I could have been there. And my next move was to call my wife and say, hey, come pick me up. And luckily, you salvaged that. But let's talk about real estate and where we are right now. We're coming off the spring into the summer. you know, it's still a supply and demand issue. Give me the overall assessment before we get to some specifics here, Neil.
It's really, really interesting market. So just on a very high level, Mark, number one, sales volume is up because average prices are up. Unit volume is down, and average days on market are accumulating. And one of the reasons average days on market's accumulating, we hear a lot about that, even though inventory is low, is that buyers have become pickier than they've ever become. And as a result, unless your house is prepared properly, priced properly, and in the area with no wild cards that people want to be in, your house is sitting.
Yeah.
And people are taking price adjustments for the first time.
Because what that kind of tells me is, you know, just in the real world, if you're going to pay a premium price and you know that the numbers are a little out there, you want to move into a home where you don't have to do another $30,000, $40,000 worth of work, right?
Correct. And I mean, the other thing is, I mean, interest rates, Mark, are sitting high sixes, low sevens, depending on credit. We don't see that changing anytime soon. So if you're now paying a higher interest rate than you were a couple years ago, you are going to be pickier than you've ever been.
When you say the unit volume is down, define that a little bit more for me.
So unit volume, meaning if you look at the peak volume, for example, in St. Louis County, in 2021 and 22 peak active listings, we had around 1,100 to 1,200. At the same time now, we're sitting around 800.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yet sales volume is up because the average price point is higher now. Prices have gone up significantly. To give you an idea, so if you look at the average, and again, keep in mind that we're taking all price points, but if you look at 2020, the average or the median sale price was $217,000. That same now in 2025 is $265,000. So you're looking at a significant percent increase in prices, but yet volume is the volume unit volume's down, sales volume is up.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Let me ask about the spring and into the summer here, because typically we've had a few people in our neighborhood that have bought homes in the last year. You know my neighborhood because you helped me buy my home. But it was interesting because there wasn't a lot of turnover. Some of it had to do, you know, with the kids being in school, then they go to college, mom and dad decide to downsize or whatever. But we've had several people that have moved in the last, I would say, 8 to 9 months. But in the spring, people make decisions sometimes because of that school issue. So is this a more active time right now as we get into June and maybe July than we had earlier in the year, or is it kind of just stable compared to everything else?
Here's what's real interesting. So if you go back prior to COVID, Mark, you had June, July, and August were traditionally very slow months. Okay, people were on vacation going back to school. prior to COVID also, we did not have the inventory problem that we have now. So to answer your question, is the spring market, in my opinion, really has, over the last couple of years, because of the weakness in inventory, has continued through the summer, meaning that people are active throughout the summer trying to, you know, people that normally would, you know, kind of put their buying on hold in May are now still actively buying, trying to find that property before school starts, meaning that there's really not a lull in the summer
that
market
sense.
That we normally have seen prior to COVID.
So we've been talking about the inventory issue for a while, right? And now you have the interest rates. You refer to the interest rate. Look, the inventory issue is not going to resolve itself. And it's not going to resolve itself until interest rates somehow magically drop back down to 4%. And that simply is not going to happen. So where does that leave us right now?
Well, I mean, it leaves us right now. I mean, you know, it is still a seller's market with regard to the number of properties available. But buyers, we're seeing that buyers have more say now on their purchase, meaning that they're seeing on certain properties, they're seeing an opportunity to purchase under asking price. Mm-hmm. They're now seeing the opportunity to negotiate building inspections, et cetera, that didn't exist a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there are dynamics that are shifting right now that relate to the inventory issue and the interest rates. So that, fascinating.
There are. So even though you have that super low inventory, it's not the true seller's market that it was a year or two ago.
All right. Well, thanks for the update this afternoon. It's good to catch up with you. How's the golf game?
Absolutely. We got to hit the links soon.
Yeah. How is your son doing with his game? Outstanding golfer.
He is doing well. He's still sitting about a plus two.
Unbelievable. That's where you are, right? Plus three or plus four. Thanks, Neil Gelman.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you. Take care. That's Neil Gelman from the Gelman team of eXp Realty. You can always find out more, of course, on their website, thegelmanteam.com. We have audio cut of the day, and we'll catch up from the crazy events on the X formerly Twitter coming up here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.